Exodus 38:21-25. This is the sum of the things for the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were counted according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest, and Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that Jehovah commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a skillful workman, and an embroiderer in blue and in purple, and in scarlet strands and in fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work, in all the work of the sanctuary, even the gold of the wave offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver of those who were numbered of the assembly was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary.
We have seen that the ark is called the Ark of Testimony, or the Ark of the Testimony. The meaning is the same whether or not the definite article is used. Furthermore, the tabernacle is called the Tabernacle of the Testimony, because the testimony is in the ark, and the ark is in the tabernacle. When we speak of the Ark of the Testimony, or the Tabernacle of the Testimony, we should understand that the word testimony refers to the law. However, it refers to the law as the definition of God, not as commandments for people to keep. God's testimony, the law, was placed in the ark for safekeeping. The ark can be compared to a safe used to keep important documents or personal valuables. In the tabernacle of the testimony, there was a safe, a box, where the law, God's testimony, was kept. Thus, the ark of the testimony was a divine safe for the preservation of God's photograph.